Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it is our pleasure to welcome back to the studios the Providence Singers, and specifically, the artistic director, Christine Noel, is here. Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And also joining us this evening is the communications director, Colette Royer. Welcome back, Colette.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
And we're going to find out everything there is to know about the Providence Singers tonight, as we usually do, but specifically, an event that's coming up very soon, just 10 days from now, not even. It's going to be the concert on March 5th, actually next Saturday. March 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the Immaculate Conception Church on Garden Hills Drive in Cranston, and then Sunday, March 6th at 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Church in Bristol. And Christine, let's first of all catch up a little bit about what's been happening with the Providence Singers. Where are we today?
Well, we are currently working on our third concert cycle. In the fall, we presented music of Bach, Vivaldi, and Mozart. And then in December, we performed Messiah with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. And we're very excited about our two upcoming performances of The British Are Coming, which will feature British choral music of the 20th and 21st centuries.
All right. Is there going to be anyone in the church tower with a lantern saying whether they're coming by land or sea?
Not this time, no.
Well, I think that would be a great marketing tool. Colette, you don't have that worked out?
I missed that one somehow.
All right. Geez.
Next time I'm going to check with you for
ideas. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So the British Are Coming specifically tells about what kind of music?
Well, it's very interesting. The British choral tradition began to flourish with the Elizabethan composers, Thomas Tallis, William Byrd, Orlando Gibbons, and many others. And then in the 20th century, British music experienced a sort of revival, which began with the large-scale orchestral works of Edward Elgar, and later of Vaughan Williams, Gustav Holst, and Benjamin Britten. And this really kind of reinstated England as a leading musical nation, and one that would rival its international counterparts. So we're presenting music, specifically Anglican church music. And the first piece is I Was Glad. It's a setting by Hubert Parry, who, along with Charles Villiers Stanford, was an early leader in this musical revival. Parry's I Was Glad was composed for the coronation of King Edward VII in 1902, and his setting has been performed at every coronation since then. Its significance lies in the parallel between Jerusalem and the United Kingdom, and its prayer for peace and prosperity. And it's actually a piece that's quite well known. It's performed at many royal occasions and mm-hmm. performed all around the world. And so this is the choir of the King's Consort, conducted by Robert King.
Thank you. Well, that certainly gets us in a majestic mood, if you will. Very majestic. Good description of that. Colette, let's tell people about the date and time and how they can get tickets to this great event coming up.
Certainly. Thank you. The concerts are on 2 days, Saturday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. On Sunday, March 6th at 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Church in Bristol. And for tickets, you can find them at providencesingers.org or by calling our box office at 401-751-5700.
All right, I want to repeat that phone number because some announcer on WCRI has been giving the wrong phone number for a couple weeks. So I want to make sure that everybody gets this. It should be 401-751-5700. And I'll have to get to that announcer and straighten him out and make sure that he knows the phone number. The other way is providencesingers.org. Very easy to remember. And tickets are extremely reasonably priced. There's student tickets, and there's tickets starting at a very low price. So get out and support Providence Singers. Christine, let's go on with the program and tell us what's next.
So the next work, also by Hubert Parry, is Blessed Pair of Sirens. And this is a setting of John Milton's Ode at a Solemn Music, which was composed for the Golden Jubilee of Queen Victoria. And the text of Milton's Ode describes the power of both music and voice and verse, music and poetry, in bringing to us here on earth divine experience, heavenly experiences, and almost living life as it could be or as it will be in paradise. And it was first conducted by Charles Villiers Stanford, who was one of the first to discover Hubert Parry's immense skill and talent as a composer. And Stanford was, who was an Irish composer and conductor. He referred to Parry as the greatest English composer since Purcell, and he was largely responsible for some of his early success. So this is Hubert Parry's Blessed Pair of Sirens, again performed by the choir of the King's Consort.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we're going to try to listen to it in its entirety, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with two lovely ladies. Christine Noel is here from the Providence Singers, and Colette Royer, the Communications Director. And it's in regards to a program that is being put on next weekend, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, and then Sunday at 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Church in Bristol. And the Providence Singers have been around for quite a while, and probably longer than, Christine, you are old. But do you have any history about when the
yes,
group started?
Yes, so we're in our 44th season.
So it is longer.
And I have one more buffer year before 40, so.
But 44th season, and a long history of performing, and you now rehearse at the music school in East Providence,
That's right, the Rhode Island Philharmonic Carter Center. It's a lovely Carter facility Center. With two large rehearsal halls for large symphonic choruses like us and for their orchestras and their youth ensembles.
All right. Well, in talking about the concert, we've been listening to some of the music that's going to be performed. What do you have for us next?
So the next piece is by Vaughan Williams, who was a student of both Hubert Parry and Charles Villiers Stanford. And the music of Vaughan Williams was distinctly English. He found inspiration in the English composers of the Tudor period. And Vaughan Williams also studied, transcribed, and collected folk music of England. So there was a real sense of nationalism in his music. His output was significant. Vaughan Williams composed symphonies, ballets, operas, a large body of choral music. And his anthem, O Clap Your Hands, was composed in 1920 and premiered at Westminster Abbey. And the Providence Singers will perform the version with organ and trumpet. So this is the Allura Festival Singers performing O Clap Your Hands by Ralph Vaughan Williams.
Thank you.
music provided by the Providence Singers, but something flashed through my mind. It was clap your hands, but it has nothing to do with if you're happy and you know it. No,
it's not. But yeah. Coincidentally, I have a young daughter who just turned a year old, and that is one of her favorite songs. So that's certainly in my current repertoire as well.
It'd be fun to have the whole group do that.
Perhaps someday. Yes.
Little relief.
Maybe she'll join in.
You know. All right. Let's stick with the actual music and tell us what's next in the program.
Sure. So the next piece, also by Vaughan Williams, is Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge, which is scored for chorus, semi-chorus, organ, and trumpet. And the opening of the piece is a chant sung by the semi-chorus with the main chorus accompanying on O God, Our Help in Ages Past. It's St. Anne's hymn. So these two musical ideas are interwoven. And then about midway through the piece, following an organ interlude, both choruses join together on the chant while the organ takes the hymn. Then the piece concludes joyfully on the text, "And the glorious majesty of the Lord be upon us," which unfolds in imitative counterpoint. It's really an inspiring work. So again, the Alora Festival Singers performing Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge by Vaughan Williams.
All right, once again, it's a little bit of a longer piece. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with representatives of the Providence Singers. The artistic director, Christine Noel, is here, and communications director, Colette Royer, is here. And Colette, we want to tell everyone about the program next weekend.
The British Are Coming will be performed in two different churches, beautiful churches, on Saturday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. It will be performed at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, and on Sunday, March 6th at 3 p.m. in St. Mary's Church in Bristol. The tickets begin at just $15, and you can find tickets either online on our site at providencesingers.org, or you can call our box office at 401-751-5700.
There you go, 401-751-5700 there to call for tickets. And they also have, I know that there's lots of different ticket prices, but there's some student pricing also available, right?
Yes. Tickets for students are
$5. Wow.
We love to see students attend our concerts.
Well, that's great. So we look forward to that, and should all get out and support the Providence Singers. It's going to be a wonderful program. Christine, let's get back to the program. And you have someone that will be accompanying you throughout this?
Yes, so we'll be joined by organist John Black, who is a fine musician and a well-known pianist and organist in the area. And our marvelous assistant conductor, Michael Galeb, will be conducting two of the pieces on the program.
Excellent. All right. And let's get back to the music then.
So next is This Is the Day, composed by John Rutter for the 2011 royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. And it will be performed by the choir of Her Majesty's Chapel Royal, conducted by James O'Donnell.
Praise the Lord of heaven, praise Him in the heart.
Well, once again, we've come to the end of another program, and I want to thank you, Colette, for coming in today, bringing us information about the Providence Singers.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
And Christine, as always, nice to see you and listen to all of your explanations about the music, which are very informative.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Look forward to the program. We do have one more piece to talk about and listen to.
So the final piece is The Shepherd, composed by Carl Jenkins, who is a contemporary British composer from Wales with a growing body of choral repertoire, including a mass, his Mass for the Armed Man, which is a mass for peace, a requiem, a Stabat Mater, and many other works. Performing is the English choir Polyphony, conducted by Stephen Layton.
We will take a listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
How sweet is the shepherd's sweet note, from the morn to the evening he strays. She shall follow.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.